Massive fare hikes could result on Metro North and the LIRR if the judge's ruling stands, invalidating the suburban payroll mobility tax. That's the conclusion of the Independent Citizens Budget Commission. The tax imposed on employers in seven counties around the city will help the MTA raise $1.8 billion this year. Money needed to keep service at acceptable levels, says Veronica Vanderpool of the Tri-State Transportation Campaign.
The payroll mobility tax is a very important funding source for our transit system, particularly the commuter rail. The revenue from the tax generates about 15% of the operating budget for the agency, so we're talking a significant amount of money.
Suburban opponents want the tax eliminated. The MTA is appealing the judge's ruling. In Scarsdale, John Metaxas, WCBS 880 News.